This is the Detroit Evening Report for Wednesday, April 27th, 2022. I'm Tia Graham from WDET News. Detroit City Council President Mary Sheffield has announced a new neighborhood beautification program. It's part of the Neighborhood Improvement Fund, or NIF. Sheffield created the NIF as a response to residents' concerns about multi-million dollar developments in the city, like the Detroit Pistons facility in the new center area, and a simultaneous lack of funds for city neighborhoods. NIF dollars come from the net income tax revenue collected from NBA players' salaries during home games and the salaries of Pistons and Palace sports and entertainment employees. These funds are dedicated to neighborhoods outside of Midtown and downtown Detroit. The goal is to remove blight and to create new recreational opportunities and trade opportunities for young people. Sheffield says there will be a series of informational sessions designed to introduce the program and prepare block clubs and neighborhood associations on how to apply for the grants. The Greater Grand Rapids NAACP is demanding that the Michigan Attorney General investigate the police shooting of Patrick Lioia, warning the long-standing relationship between the county prosecutor's office and Grand Rapids police could lead to bias. Lioia was shot to death by a police officer on April 4th, following a brief struggle. Klee Jackson is the president of the NAACP Grand Rapids chapter. He says he personally asked prosecutor Chris Becker to recuse himself, but the request was denied. Jackson says there are too many conflicts of interest in the investigation, but Becker says he won't give up the case. State police are looking into the shooting. A Michigan man is being charged with federal hate crimes. 61-year-old Kenneth Pylon allegedly called 9 Starbucks stores in Michigan and told the employees to tell staff wearing Black Lives Matter t-shirts that the only good N-word is a dead N-word. The U.S. Justice Department announced Pylon has been charged in federal court with willfully intimidating and attempting to intimidate citizens from engaging in lawful speech and protests. According to the court filing, over the course of a month period, Pylon left 4 nooses in parking lots and a 5th noose inside of a 7-Eleven store. The case is being investigated by the FBI. The Detroit Symphony Orchestra will host a family-friendly concert at Greater Grace Temple on Saturday. The program will include musical activities for kids through the Detroit Harmony Initiative, which aims to educate kids in music theory. The children's workshops will be followed by a concert featuring classical, spiritual, and popular music by Black composers and artists, including arrangements of hits by Michael Jackson and Aretha Franklin. The program begins at 6 p.m. this Saturday, and the concert starts at 7. Thanks for joining us for the Detroit Evening Report. I'm Tia Graham, WDET News.